IPA board meeting, May 20th, 2024, in Delta, Utah, part two.
It's like the audio's
connected. Do we have anybody else? Mark's on the list.
All I show is Mark and other than the host and Cody and me.
I think we just have those
just keep going.
Resolutions and then Greg and Lori.
Okay.
Q&A, right? I think we're done.
Okay. All right.
The policy.
We're not going to do an executive session, so it's up to you. Okay. We might want to leave it up there.
You good?
All right. Let's.
We don't have air.
Let's reconvene our board meeting. Sorry for the delay to everyone that might be listening online and everyone in the room. Time got a little bit away from us. We'll reconvene at 1:22 p.m. here at Intermountain Power in the conference room. We'll pick up our agenda with item number 3, which is Q&A with the operating agent and project manager. Both Lori and Greg are here with us today. So maybe I would just start and say any preliminary comments or discussion items you might want to bring up or anything?
I don't have any.
Anybody from the board have questions, discussion items to pose to either or both? I think maybe before we move on, I have one little thing. It would be earlier you referenced the interconnect queue. And I would just say, can you give us the 30,000 foot flyby once again on when somebody shows up and they say, hey, I think I want interconnect, mm-hmm. from there to you get to interconnect or we're not going to do you.
So once an interconnect customer expresses interest, they need to put down $250,000 deposit, which is table to IPA, but is used towards studies for their interconnector. So let's say you have and it depends on the interconnector, if you have a solar generating facility that wants to interconnect into the switchyard, they would have to put in that $250,000 application fee deposit. They would get into the queue. Right now it's currently serial, so they would be assigned a queue number, and they would be studied. There are a series of studies that need to happen. Systems impact study, facility study, and then depending on the interconnect itself, there may be additional studies associated with their interconnect. And of course, agreements associated with that also have to be put in place, NDAs, system impact study agreements, and all that needs to be put together for the operating agent to study the impact of their project as it relates to the other projects in the queue. So that study will then tell the interconnector what upgrades or things they need to do to our switchyard to make sure that their work doesn't adversely affect the whole switchyard and, of course, the system as a whole. And so those studies are put in place. We start then at that point, as we go further and further along, start assigning positions in the switchyard, and then looking at where they're going to be interconnecting, and assigning then a location in which they would come into our site. And then from that, we would build out the necessary infrastructure to bring their transmission into the switchyard. And then, eventually, this will all lead to an interconnection agreement with the interconnector. And then at that point, they will have, I won't call it rights, but they would have a spot in the switchyard. And then at that point, construction would commence for to build out their bay position. And at that point, that's when it gets turned over to the interconnector and their eventual customer. Say an interconnector at the solar facility wants to provide power to a Southern California entity, they would have to work that out, and we would just have their position ready whenever their project comes online to deliver their power through our switchyard down our transmission system to whoever their customer is. The one thing I will note is that the interconnection agreement is not a guarantee of transmission. It's just a guarantee that you can plug in. We follow this process that's outlined by FERC. Though we're not FERC jurisdictional, we have decided that we're going to follow that process in which we study and have them queued up. So that's basically the process. You know, they come in, they data deposit, we study them. If their study, you know, we deem is done properly and they're willing to do whatever necessary upgrades they need to do to not affect the system, they get an agreement, and then at that point they can plug in.
Let's go for it.
Yeah. Follow up. That's just to get into the switch on. If I was going to build a solar panel, I would have to pay the interconnect to get IPA, and I'd have to still deal with Pacific Corp, or if I'm going to Southern California, DC.
So the transmission rights to...
That would be a separate discussion.
That is
you're not doing anything on transmission, you're just saying you can get into the OR, they've also got to move in the queue and get transmission over to Southern California or Utah.
That's correct, yeah. Right, the interconnection agreement is not a guarantee of transmission.
Thank you, Greg. Seems like, you know, we talk about it, but the overview is always good. Any other discussion or questions? Yes, Helen?
No discussion. I'm just saying, just thanks for what you guys do. And there's a lot out there, and a lot of pieces, and right from the get-go of the design, the construction, and getting things put together and pieces going together. I put the generator on the wrong side of the cooling tower or something. You know, there's a lot that's gone out through there that you don't see now, but it's underneath, I'll say, the underground piping and all that has to come up and read up and buildings on top and stuff. Yeah. It's pretty more impressive when you understand the diversity of what's going on.
No, thank you. I mean, we have amazing teams, and Lori,
amazing
Kevin,
team.
You know, I'm sure you agree with me on that. Amazing people.
And IPSC
is. And you're a wizard in telling the story with those pictures that you show too, so that's for sure. That's good. All right. Anything else from anyone? All right. Again, probably not too much longer, but hang out with us for a minute, huh? All right. Thank you. Let's move down to item number 7 on our agenda today, which is resolution IPA 2024-007, consideration possible approval of the annual budget for fiscal year 24-25. Greg, I'll turn that back over to you for an introduction.
Sure thing. So this is, of course, an annual consideration that we ask for a budget for the for operations for the Intermountain Power Project. This budget is a little different than the budgets you've seen in the past in that it does now include activities for the IPP renewed, as well as the existing coal facility. So you will see a mixture of things in this budget. We have this budget is about $618 million, all including with the different buckets of money collected for different activities with certain purchasers. 618 in total. This is the bulk of our job as the operating agent, a big part of it at least, to prepare this budget, starting from the summer last year to today, which we're recommending for approval to the IPA.
Great, thank you. Cameron, do you have anything to add on that one?
No, I don't. I mean, other than, yeah, again, thanks to the operating agent and staff, because it's a lot of work. It's a process that takes many, many months. Doesn't just happen overnight. I have to get input and feedback from a lot of different entities, you know, IPSC, IPA. And so it's a lot of work. And so, I just appreciate all the work that they've got into to get it to this point.
Good. Any questions before we act on that? I would ask for a motion on item number 7. Motion by Alan. Second by Joel. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. The resolution is approved. Thank you. Item number 8, resolution IPA 2024-008, consideration of approval of delegation authority to negotiate and execute certain agreements on behalf of Intermountain Power Agency. Again, Greg, introduction there.
Of course, thank you. This is what we typically call a companion resolution to the annual budget. This resolution provides a delegation of authority to the operating region, which then works with IPSC for certain capital expenditures and also some operational expenditures that should be part of this resolution, that are part of this resolution. And so it's delegate that authority to the operating unit IPSC, and just to work through some of those different things without having to continue to come back to the to either the coordinating committee or the IP or those activities. Again, they're listed in the resolution. It should be part of your packet.
Good there. Good. Thank you, Greg. Cameron, anything to add?
Nothing further for me.
Okay. Any questions from anyone on the board? Okay, we'd ask for a motion to approve. Motion by Eric.
Second
by Mark. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Motion carries unanimously. The resolution is approved. Please note on your agenda the time and place of the next meeting for the IPA board will be 1 o'clock on Monday, July 15th at the IPA office in South Jordan. I think we're still on track for that. Okay. That does bring us to adjournment, and so I would ask for a motion to adjourn. Motion by Bruce, second by Jason. All those in favor, please say aye. Anybody opposed? Motion carries. Meeting is adjourned at 1:32 p.m.
We have a budget.